For life.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You know the name, you know the voice, you know exactly why I'm here. Just in case if you don't, I'm a 27-year-old piece of gold, the messiah of the microphone, the guy whose Instagram got hacked, and the greatest sports recreational podcaster in the world today, Philip Antoine. I'm joined by the current podcast Bulletcast champion, defending now more than most times in his other runs, Brandon Tanguma. What's up, man?
Hello, everybody. It's great to be back. And
you should
it
be
feels
more,
great to be champion.
You should be more excited.
I am excited, people. If you listen back to the Revolution recap me and Philip did, if I'm sounded a little hoarse, if I sounded a little drained, that's because I was. But I'm back. I'm rejuvenated. I'm ready to roll.
The most winningest podcast champion in the history of the championship.
I mean, is anybody surprised? I mean, I used to call myself the Sasha Banks of this podcast, but now I've gone into, now I'm the Mercedes Moné of this podcast. I've blossomed into a beautiful little butterfly, and I have long championship reign. Well, we're still going to see. I'm just going to assume Mercedes Moné is going to have a long, beautiful IWGP Women's Championship reign.
It's been longer than some of the other runs, so let's deal.
We're already off on a great start. Exactly. She hasn't defended it once, but it's okay.
The agent of chaos, Miss Poison Scarlet, Katie, is here. What's up?
Hello, hello. I was not on our recap of AEW Revolution because I was legit not doing good after that.
Revolution was great.
Revolution was amazing. I'm old and can't handle many nights of wrestling.
Yeah, I really went to everything. That's crazy. I really thought about that the other day. Like, I went to all that stuff.
You did.
Shout out to the plugs that hooked it up with a couple of them. I appreciate you. But we're here to talk about the week that was and the things that have happened in the last couple days in the world of professional wrestling. So let's start with SmackDown. Cody Rhodes returns to SmackDown television, confronts the Bloodline, and it's just him and our tribal chief in the ring together. And Roman said, "Hey, you ever competed for one of these? You ever had a match for this?" And then all that, Cody goes on to say, "I kind of do the unthinkable, you know." He mentions All In. He mentions leaving WWE. And then they start talking about Dusty. Roman does a fantastic Dusty impersonation. And Roman basically says, "Hey, you know, Dusty and I talked all the time, but he never mentioned you once. It's like you didn't even exist." Brandon, what are your thoughts?
Well, we were waiting for this moment because it's been Cody and Paul doing a lot of the talking these past few weeks. And so we finally get the Cody-Roman back and forth we've been waiting for. And I thought it was really good. Now, a lot of that, I would say, goes on the shoulders of Roman Reigns. I thought Roman Reigns was absolutely fantastic. Once again, they kind of, I don't know if I'd say hid Cody Rhodes, but he didn't really talk too much until like his kind of last kind of yell passionate promo at the end. But I thought this was a great first step. And I know we've kind of said, oh, Cody's going to win. It's definitely going to be Cody. But I'm not so sure about that. What Roman's been doing for the past, almost 3 years, 2 years and a half, I wait and kind of see things out on how things are going between them two. And I am not opposed to keeping this the titles on Roman Reigns just because of how good he is. And you know, if you're going to take the titles off Roman, I think it needs to be maybe not the perfect scenario, but damn near perfect. And I don't know if Cody's that guy, to be honest.
I mean, look, May 27th, he hits 1,000 days, and I don't think you want to shy away from that. You know, I made the proclamation years ago, never bet against Cody Rhodes, but I don't want to upset my tribal chief. So I'm not saying, you know, I'm picking Roman automatically for these WrestleMania predictions because, you know, I'm trying to win this championship back real quick before it goes away. I'm trying to be the last guy to ever hold it. I'll say it. I'm not ashamed, you know. Katie, what are your thoughts? Is she still here? Do we know her?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, she is still here.
I'm just stealthy right now. We are on the road to WrestleMania and definitely getting things fired up with this promo. I completely agree with Brandon. I feel like they kind of had Roman carry Cody a little bit. But then again, we're seeing a stoic Cody Rhodes until the end. And I'm kind of excited for it. I look forward to seeing what he does more.
Absolutely. Cody, one of the best on the microphone next to yours truly. That's pretty much all that we're gonna talk about from SmackDown. We're gonna Katie, my mother says hello.
Hi, Mom.
Yes. Mama, she said hi.
All right. International Women's Day.
Yes. Brandon said happy International Women's Day, mother. She said thank you. Let's go Mania Madness. This is Brandon's.
Oh, we're still doing this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're into the second round, and we're going to get into the nitty-gritty because now everybody's a winner. There shouldn't be any stinkers on this. If you want to call these words with a certain B word, you could if you want. I'm not going to, but let's just jump into this right quick. So we got WrestleMania 38, Night 2. RK Bro, the Street Profits, and is that Alpha Academy? I think I did my little
it is my
little gimmicks where I shorten it, but I would assume that's Alpha Academy. They take on 21. The last time we were in LA for WrestleMania, Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero.
How did you shorten it? Did you put AA?
I did RKOBSBSPAA.
AA.
And I don't think
could be American Alpha.
It could be American Alpha. Could have been John Cena as the authors of the Attitude Adjustment. I don't know. I kind of forget Otis and Gable have like an own nickname because I just kind of call them Otis and, you know, Chad and Otis. Gable and Otis. I forget they actually have a name.
Yes. Eddie and Ray. Oh, God. Oh, how do you not go Eddie and Ray?
I mean, I have to go Eddie and Ray.
WrestleMania 21. Good times. Good times. Hmm.
Love. Well, I guess we're going Eddie and Ray.
Love the triple threat tag match. It was fantastic. But it's Eddie and Ray.
Eddie and Ray all the way. Then we got WrestleMania 9, one of the only early WrestleManias we have. But both of them are Shawn Michaels matches. The other early one. WrestleMania 9, Shawn Michaels and Tatanka taking on a one that has a special place in my heart. WrestleMania 31, the IC ladder match. Daniel Bryan getting the win. This was, you know, your typical spotty ladder match. Shawn and Tatanka had a bit of a, you know, more of a story based match into this one, more technical. Well, as much as a Tatanka match can be, but I'm going to wave my bias aside and go with WrestleMania 31.
No, there's a whole bunch of biases because you were there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. Cause you were there.
No Daniel bias Bryan whatsoever.
Won, and he didn't get cashed in on after that. That's why you picked this.
No one's cashed in on the IC title.
Why not?
One of the most. Austin Theory did on the US title.
And look how that turned out.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Became a bigger star because of it, and he's about to face the franchise. We can go 31.
Oh, so nice of you, Phillip. So nice of you.
I'll allow it.
What a great guy.
I agree. WrestleMania 31.
We did WrestleMania 38. Now we got WrestleMania 37. Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre taking on WrestleMania 12, a six-man tag match. All I put is six-man tag. I don't remember who the hell was in this match. I do remember Lashley and Drew. I don't remember it being all that great, but just based off the times, I will just assume it is better than this six-man tag match.
We don't even know who's in the six-man tag.
Oh, this was the one where it was Yokozuna and friends taking on the heels, and then if Yokozuna's team won, then he gets like 5 minutes of playtime with Jim Cornette.
Did he get the 5 minutes?
I don't think he did. No, right. 5 minutes of playtime.
You can go Bobby and Drew. Hey, Drew.
Yeah, Bobby and Drew.
I'm trying to type in WrestleMania 12, and that's a lot harder than apparently I thought it would be. But moving on, we got the final one of this section, this week's of Mania Madness. 23, Money in the Bank ladder match, who was won by
Mr. K. Kennedy.
Taking on WrestleMania 10, the Battle of the Hearts, Owen and Brett. I keep saying this. It's going to be hard to dethrone this. I will go with Owen and Brett until further notice.
I mean, you, WrestleMania 23. I mean, you have to think about it. Flair took a suplex off a ladder. Jeff Hardy damn near killed Edge. A lot happened in that Money in the Bank. You know, Shelton Benjamin did something crazy. Bank,
honestly, I thought it was really incredible. I loved the Hart versus Hart, but that Money in the Bank, match was just very, very entertaining, very crazy.
Philip, don't do this to me, Philip. Don't do it. I'm a man of honor. I will honor your vote. This is a democracy.
This could be my revenge for you selling me out in front of Cody Rhodes that one time. This could be it.
Yes, definitely the exact same thing.
But I think I'm gonna hold out on that revenge for another day. Your receipt's coming, but I'll give it to Brett. No one, I love it.
Thank you. We'll wait till next week or 2 weeks from now when it loses to Lashley and Drew McIntyre.
Oh no, we're just gonna wait until we're in front of a wrestler I know you despise, and then I'm just gonna tell them all the things.
Well, I mean, you could have done that in a Denny's, but you didn't.
Oh no, it's coming. Believe me. I don't hate anybody.
Okay. I don't hate anybody because hate is a strong word, and hate is unhealthy. Yeah. There's no such. I don't hate anybody. There might be some wrestlers I'm not a big fan of, but there's nobody that I hate, Phil.
Jinder Mahal on this show, I will let Jinder know all the terrible things you said about him. He is one of the best.
Check the tape, Philip. Check the tape.
We can check the tape. It's not hard. I have all your sound bites clipped, bro.
And how come they're not out there on the internet? Clip it and ship it. I'm a great clip machine.
I mean, you've said some things on here. That time you called Sunny Kiss a woman, like, you've said some stuff on here.
You know, that was just me, you know, Freudian slip. I am sorry.
Oh,
that one's on me.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Sunny Kiss?
No idea. Last time I saw Sunny Kiss, got rapped on by Max Caster, and that was about it. Everybody loves the Acclaim.
I had a good thing going with Joey Janela, and that just stopped.
Yes. Joey Janela left AEW, right?
Yep, he was not a fan.
Yes. Love Joey Janela. Met him. Great guy. That's it for Mania Madness?
That is it for next week. Next week, we'll go on to the other side, and we'll get down to final. We're almost to the Elite Eight. So I'm not very good with timing, but I think if I time this out perfectly, we'll crown a champion on a WrestleMania week.
Oh, look at you.
I know. Even when we skipped a week.
Let's talk about the now. So, apparently, WWE has been sent a cease and desist letter from a tag team known as the now. I don't even know how to say his last name. We're just going to call them Vic and Hale. There we go. An independent wrestling tag team has been teaming since 2006 as the now. Obviously, Austin Theory has branded himself as the now. And so we can't wait to see what happens next week. Yes. I think Austin Theory is going to call himself the then, the now, and the forever. You know, get the corporate lingo just going all up and through there. Yeah. Katie, do you agree?
I mean, I think he should just go by Theory.
Drop the Austin.
Go back to Theory.
Drop the Austin. Drop the whole the now thing. Just go by Theory.
I mean, well, the now isn't his name. It's his
like nickname, tagline, gimmick thing. It's, I don't care about it.
Drop the eerie. Just make him the.
I love it. You know, he wants to be the now. He wants to be the guy. It makes sense.
Yeah, but clearly it was being used before him.
I mean, this will, honestly, like, I watch a lot of wrestling. This is the first I've ever heard of these guys. Apparently they weren't really making the rounds like that until they sent the cease and desist.
I'm not a legal person. How does that exactly work if they have the trademark, but then someone else is doing a cease and desist just because they're a bigger name? They are allowed to do that? I don't know what's going on here. Where's the lawyer?
Where is the lawyer?
In Oregon.
Damn. So we got a Bullet Cast lawyer. We need to use this Bullet Cast lawyer more often.
We can have some people I can call. I know some litigators, some attorneys. We'll have to see.
I happen to be married to the best one.
Yeah, Phillip, you didn't catch on that? Way better than smart Mark Sterling.
I had a joke ready, but I realized that would have been kind of dark, so we're just going to move on. WWE.
I want to hear it.
Now I do too.
WWE is hosting three premium live events outside of the United States. Yes. May 6th, WWE Backlash is going to be in San Juan, Puerto Rico, May 27th.
Hosted by Bad Bunny.
Did you just say May 27th? Or is it May 7th?
So May 6th, WWE Backlash, San Juan, Puerto Rico, hosted by Bad Bunny. May 27th, the day our Tribal Chief hits 1,000 days as champion. WWE King and Queen of the Ring will be held in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And then July 1st, WWE Money in the Bank in London, England. Three hot crowds. This is going to be something.
Well, two hot crowds and one in Saudi Arabia.
The Saudi Arabian crowds, they usually get up for it.
Puerto Rico is going to be incredible. Oh, my God. Funny enough, I will probably be there the following month. Lesai.
I thought you said you're about to be there like during the week. I was about to say, you just about to go to Backlash on us?
I mean, if I was going to be there, yeah, but nope. I'll be there in June.
I'm excited for these things. I really am. Brennan, do you have any thoughts on these?
I mean, it's a cool little tidbit. When's the last time Puerto Rico's had a show? I know, didn't they do Revolution or New Year's Revolution there or something like a long while ago? It's been a while since they've had like a full-fledged, even just like a television show, let alone like a pay-per-view. Sorry, yeah. Premium live event.
Any kind of, I know they get like the house shows, obviously, the live events. I'm moving on from that. Apparently, WWE is in talks with the state gambling regulators in Colorado and Michigan to legalize betting on high-profile matches. They're working with Ernest & Young to secure scripted match results in hopes it'll convince regulators there's no chance of results leaking to the public.
As the Bulletcast gambler on this said podcast, and as someone who's actually
wastes money,
who has actually placed some bets on WWE matches, I've only done the Royal Rumble, and that's mainly because I feel like you get some good odds on the Royal Rumble. But I just don't know exactly why they would do this. I mean, I guess I get it for like money purposes or something, but it just, as a gambler who wants to try to find the best odds, I would assume like if we were to make a bet on, you know, WrestleMania or something, and it's clearly going to be, you know, Roman Reigns is going to beat Cody Rhodes, and we kind of all see that coming, like, what is the real point or the real motive of placing a bet on that if they're going to set the odds at minus 2,000, which, if you don't know, you're not going to win a lot of money by placing like a $100 bet on that.
Let's just not gamble, guys. Katie, you have something?
I mean, I gamble on football, but I don't gamble on wrestling.
God, let's just not gamble at all. Like, let's save the environment. Stop wasting your money on this stuff. It's ridiculous. You know, take the money you're using for gambling. Go out, you know, your local homeless person. Buy them a Happy Meal. Buy them a Big Mac. Quarter pound or something. Let's stop doing this, guys. I'm actually appalled at both of you just gambling your money away.
It's a form of entertainment, and once you realize that,
it's entertaining to lose your money. That's what you're telling me.
Well, it's the
Last time that I placed a bet, I placed a parlay on Thanksgiving, and I won. I ended up making three times the amount that I bet.
Yeah.
Okay, but how do you
know? Bulletcast gambling show coming soon.
Well, you guys want
to? Me and Katie better cook up all the sickest parlays.
You guys want to place a bet? Who's walking out Bulletcast champion? Zoe, Loverboy, or Dave Wasted?
Me, I'm walking out the champion because I am the champion. I am the tag team champions.
Once again, well, you want to place a bet? Who's walking out as champion out of the three?
Well, I need to do my research.
I know, I believe I know exactly who's going to be walking out, and I think it's going to be, and still, Bulletcast heavyweight champion Alpha Zoe.
You keep thinking that.
Am I going to do my research? Because
anything can happen. Anything can happen. We're going to go inside of the ring. So apparently Johnny Gargano has returned to NXT, his music changed again, apparently. Now he's facing Grayson Waller at NXT Stand and Deliver.
Good.
They teased Shawn Michaels. You're like, oh, there's no way they're going to do Shawn Michaels. But then they kept teasing it and kept going with it. It's like, oh, maybe they're doing Shawn Michaels. Or maybe they're doing Dragon Lee. That's how you introduce them. Nope. We don't get either of those. You get, as much as I love them, you get Johnny Gargano.
Well,
and this would be a really good match, but...
When Johnny left for 9 months, you know, Grayson Waller was the person that attacked him. So this makes sense.
Long-term storytelling. They definitely had this in mind when Johnny was definitely not going to go to AEW.
That's why WWE is the king of this ish. Oh, stop playing with this company. Oh, it's going to be something. It's going to be interesting. I'll go watch it.
Roxanne Perez almost died on national television.
Yeah, she pulled allegedly. She pulled a Shawn Michaels from like 95 and collapsed like after her match. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
The Shawn Michaels tribute moments continue. What's next? Somebody getting their eyes smashed in the Geritron 5000?
Maybe. How about we just don't do spots where we pretend like wrestlers have a traumatic like cardiac event or something?
I mean, wrestling out there for that you know amount of time, something could happen. You know,
well, when we've seen Damar Hamlin almost die, we saw Jerry Lawler almost die, and we did see. Well, we didn't see it, but
Jerry Lawler, he's an older gentleman that had a heart attack on television. Unfortunately, the football player, the young, healthy kid, and just unfortunate event. Basically, Roxanne Perez, young, healthy kid. Unfortunate event. Can we say that?
Walking a fine line.
I walk the finest lines. They call me the line walker. Added to the list of names.
Put that one on the end, though. Down at the bottom. Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to have to start tuning into the NXT a little bit more. I'm intrigued. I think they made it official for Carmelo Hayes and Bron Breakker. That's exciting, you know?
Is someone going to wake up at like 7 o'clock to go see Stand and Deliver at the Staples Center?
Why would you wake up at 7 o'clock? What time does the show start?
No, it starts at 10.
All right, starts.
That LA traffic is a doozy.
Or just stay close to the venue so you don't have to really deal with LA traffic.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm not going.
I know you're not.
I know.
Neither am I.
That's unfortunate. You're gonna miss the spectacle of it all.
I'm going to probably host my own like WrestleMania party here. Brandon, you're invited.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hopefully, I gotta see what works like. But
damn, I'm not invited. Wow, that's crazy.
You're going, you doof.
So I'd at least like to be invited. What?
You didn't invite us to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Bruh, I asked you, do you want to come? Sis, don't do that.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. Check the tape.
I wasn't invited.
Check the tape.
I definitely wasn't invited. I never received
Look,
an
you
invite.
Already said you couldn't go.
Hey, it still would have been nice to be invited.
Yeah.
Just like, I could bring up last Wednesday.
What happened with last Wednesday?
Last Wednesday, you got a hookup for Dynamite tickets and didn't even bother to ask me if I wanted to go.
Thought you were at work. You know, Brendan and I, we don't have jobs.
Hey, I'm just saying it would have been nice to be invited.
I mean, I thought you were like working. I wasn't going to call you, be like, hey, you work in like Palo Alto. You want to bust a move over to the Cow Palace hella fast? No. Why would I do that? Why would I jeopardize your money like that? I was thinking of you, Katie.
Were you?
That's the kind of person.
Were you not thinking about me at all?
I was thinking of you. I was thinking about your pocketbook. You know, that's the kind of person I am. That's why they call me the pastor of purity.
On Wednesdays, I work from home.
Well, now I know that. Hey, when they come back around, I'll be sure to hit you up.
Well, shout out friend of the podcast, Baby Huey. He asked Tony Khan about that, and then Tony Khan didn't even answer his question.
Tony Khan, he We all know.
Well, I mean, we gotta let's give some major props to Baby Huey though, because he's getting into the media scrums and asking some of the good questions. So props to you, Baby Huey, and in the click.
Shout out, Baby Huey.
Still waiting.
Moving on from all of that. Let's get into the fan mail. We actually have fan mail, guys. Are you guys excited about this?
So excited, just can't hide it.
We started rambling for like 10 minutes about, you know, not inviting each other to places, which is a thing we do here on the show, apparently.
Yep.
All right. Nigerian Prince. Didn't really know what to expect at the end of Raw, but I love that ending, the bloodline, staring down the guy that betrayed them and then the guy that could possibly take it all away. I see what he did there. One of the lines in Cody's theme is you take it all away and then take it. I see what he did there. That was clever. I like those kind of fan mails. The cleverness. That's what I enjoy. Jack of all trades. The internet is going crazy because Vince McMahon apparently has a mustache. Also, the bloodline story continues to evolve. There continue to be new layers, and you can't help but love it. As the kids say, this is cinema. Yeah, Vince has a mustache now.
Is that what the kids be saying these days?
I like the mustache. I like Mustache Vince. I'm a fan. I might name this podcast Mustache Vince.
Still waiting for a photo.
Should I go just mustache like Vince? Should I do it?
Sure. I did a mustache once. Not a good look.
It's. Did you look like a creep?
I did look like a creep.
Oh God.
I probably shouldn't show you guys this photo because I look like a fat. This was for Los Padres.
Oh, that's right.
Let's just say, you know, I should not have been close to that playground from the way I was looking. And it was not a flattering angle. You know, all my chins were showing. It was terrible. It was terrible. Never again. And it was a last second thing because they said the team was going to do mustaches. I assumed nobody was going to do mustaches, but then they did mustaches. So I was like, well, if they're going to do it, I guess I'm going to do it because I don't want them to shave my face. So.
Oh, my. Katie, what are your thoughts on that photo?
I haven't even seen it, so I need to go like look this up.
He just showed it like right now.
I did not see it.
You have to show it again. You have to show it again. We need Katie's thoughts.
Mustache Vince McMahon.
No, we're talking about Brandon's
my fat ass double chin.
We're talking about the one Brandon just showed.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that one.
No, we need to see that. We need to see that again. For the posterity of the podcast. What?
Bam.
Jesus.
That's a mustache.
That is a stash of mush.
Yep. Not a curly one. It's not a bushy one. It's a pencil one.
Jesus.
We don't need to see that anymore.
It'd be lovely if they would show. Oh, wow. Oh. Oh, I'm not sure I like the stash on Vince McMahon.
Love it. Everything Vince does is great. Fantastic. Let's finish out this fan mail. Hootie Hoo 420.
Hootie Hoo.
Mates, glad you guys got to enjoy Revolution. It looks like a lot of fun, and that was pretty cool for AW stars to go to the different indie shows around you guys. Hey, shout out to them. It was fantastic. We love the fact that they were supporting our scene. Love it, love it, love it. All right, we're going to go over to the Instagram DMs. Mr. X, the Hall of Famer. Jay's turn on Sammy was
Mr. great. X.
Oh, thank you. Jay's turn on Sammy was great to watch, but after JC turned on Gigi on NXT a few weeks ago, does it seem like the WWE is in a little obsessed with the Rockers as of late? I think I don't think anybody really thought that Jay was going to stay with Sammy. He was going to turn on him eventually. And the Usos have been throwing super kicks since I can remember. So that's it is what it is. He also says, do you think they'll wait until Mania to have KO team up with Sammy as a last minute surprise to take on the Usos for the tag titles, or will they bring them together sooner? I think it'll kind of be a will he, won't he show up kind of deal. Like, I think that's what it's going to be.
Well, we did see in the background of one of the promos that Cody was talking to KO. So maybe they go down the road of Cody trying to talk some sense into him, because it is presumably a tag team title match. And I know personally, they have some things going on with Sammy, but you would think for the WrestleMania booking sense, you would want to clean up whoever the tag team, contenders are going to be. You're not just going to have them wait to the last second. So I think we'll figure it out. Maybe the week of, maybe like the Raw, we get like a big old hug and embrace, and we're like, oh, we're going to do it. We're going to kick their asses and destroy the bloodline together.
Do it at the SmackDown. Make us wait even longer. Do it at the SmackDown. Why not?
Why not?
Where, in your opinion, does the main event of Revolution rank it in not just the history of AEW, but in pro wrestling? I think it's a little too soon to tell in the history of pro wrestling. I think that's way too soon to tell. We'll have to wait a few years to really look down, back at it. But it was a fine main event. It was fine.
Fine? It was a fantastic main event.
It was, yeah, like I said, it was fine.
I thought it was great. Had a couple days now to kind of step back. Still haven't watched the show itself, but I would say, I'm not going to look at you crazy if you say that's the greatest Iron Man match in history and also the greatest AEW title match in history.
I will look at you crazy if you say that's the greatest Iron Man match in history. I personally will look at you crazy.
It was definitely better than that overrated AF WrestleMania 12 stuff.
You have to think about the time.
I mean, maybe it's better maybe better than Kurt and Brock.
It was
maybe
better than Kurt and Brock.
I said maybe. I said it's
is it better than Rock and Hunter too?
I don't know. But I know is it's definitely better than WrestleMania 12.
No, it's absolutely not. Stop yourself. For what those two gentlemen did during that time, masterpiece. It will go down in the annals of history. That is the standard bearer for Iron Man matches. That's why MJF super kicked Danielson and then hit the pose, because he knows. Stop yourself. How dare you? I can't believe you'd say that. I can't believe you'd really say that.
I stand by what I said.
Still, your opinion is wrong. It is absolutely wrong.
Well, this is the opinion of the most defended Bulletcast podcast. Got to make sure
I will
differentiate.
I will Chris Benoit you and erase you from history. Don't ever say that again.
Hey, well,
I'm going to slow down.
You can't silence me.
I can. I can.
You can't silence me.
I can't.
You can't.
Silenced. Stop yourself. And then lastly, he says, also, on a personal note, this Friday, my latest collaboration with Nerds Clothing will be available for pre-order. Let's just say it has a lot of heat to it. You won't need to file for custody to get one. Oh. All right. That's interesting. Well, congratulations to the Hall of Famer. I'm proud of you, buddy. Let's talk about the ending of Raw. So yeah. Sami Zayn gets one over on Jimmy Uso. Jay shows up, goes and hugs Sammy. They throw up the one. Jay super kicks Sammy, lets him know this is family shit, and then throws him in the ring. They're going after him. Cody's music hits, and it's just a standoff. Katie, what are your thoughts?
I'm still feeling all the feels because I watched it today. I didn't expect it, and I wasn't prepared for the amount of emotion I felt with that hug, only for the complete and utter sense of betrayal I felt when Jay just super kicked Sammy. I was so upset. But he makes good points. This is a family thing. Why would anyone believe that Jay would pick Sammy over his family? But then, you've also got the whole, Jay didn't pick a side until Jimmy was threatened. So maybe he still doesn't actually want to be part of the bloodline. He's just picking a side because because he doesn't want his brother to get hurt. And there's so much, there's so much to unpack in this. Seriously, best storytelling. Best storytelling.
Thank you. I've enjoyed writing this whole thing. Brandon, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was really well done. I wish that we don't live in the era, or I guess in the past two decades, of swerve culture and having almost every wrestling angle try to be a swerve. Because if it, you know, if we didn't get that many swerves, and I felt, for me, I thought it would have been a little bit better, just because, like, even on Revolution, we had the Ruby Soho swerve, bro, and it was just like eye rolling. But this angle is when a swerve is done well. And kind of as Katie said, there's all these different plot points and branches off that you can go to of Jay. And I don't think the story's still not done, because I think Jay, still in his heart of heart, knows what he's doing is wrong. But it is still family, and he feels like he has to side on that part. And I don't think we're done. I would not be shocked if we get a Jay Roman match for the title later on down the road.
Yes.
Maybe. I was thinking about this today. Maybe if you, you know, do the numbers, that Cody Roman match, you know, if it is Sammy and KO go to make the save for Cody, they're still outnumbered. But then Jay ends up turning on the bloodline and kind of to even the odds and to kind of, you know, stave them off to.
I think that'd be too much. I think that'd be too much.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I was just like, oh, you know. Maybe that's a way for Jay to turn back, if he is. Because I do think at the end of the... Because Jay was the one who started all this. He's going to be the one to end all this, I think.
I mean, do you really want to fall out of line with the family? Do you really want to do that? These are real questions.
And Jay is trying to figure out those questions.
Because, you know, like, if Jay leaves, somebody else will gladly take the spot. You won't do that. You don't want outsiders in the family. Look what happened when they let an outsider in. Jay, just stay. Just stay, please. Just stay. It's not the same. It's not the same without you. Just stay, please. Please stay. Austin Theory got annihilated by John Cena on Monday. He cooked him. He cooked that. He told them they don't have to pipe in crowd noise for my matches. I was like, oh man, John said he don't got it up in his head, don't got it in his heart, don't got it in his pants. Told him he needs to work on that last one. Nut checked him. I mean, that boy John Cena was cooking him. Brandon.
John Cena woke up in the morning and chose violence.
Well, I mean, you know, when, as a man who was balded in the past, if you come after the balding, you got to be ready to hit him where it's going to hurt. And John was prepared. I love it. I love it. Brand, how do you feel?
I did not love it. I kind of hated it, to be honest. I don't like. Okay, it is week one. This is the first thing we're doing in this Cena Theory segment. We don't know how many times we're going to get these two together. I know allegedly there's something taped at Cena's house that they did months ago, but I just don't understand. Like, what is the story? Like, the weirdest one was Cena says, no matter if you win or you lose, you're going to lose. Because even if you win, you have to face the crowd after WrestleMania on Monday, which I was like, what does that even have to do with anything? And then he runs down Theory.
It's basically like, okay, if you beat me, sure, you still have the championship, but the next night you got to come out here and deal with this hostile crowd. And you,
but then why would Theory care about that? Theory should be reveling in it. He should be like, oh yeah, I beat your boy. I'm better than Cena. Blah, blah, blah. Like, why would he even care about that? Because I will say, at least Cena, like, he has a tendency to like be nonchalant and kind of jokey. Like, he was serious, which I liked, but the things he was saying, I didn't like. So, and there might be a way around this. There may be, I don't want to go too heavy. That's like, oh, this is no way out of this, because they might be able to find a way out of this. But I just don't know what was the point of Cena going down that road. Like, I feel like there was ways you could be like, oh, I see myself in you, and I see you going down this wrong road.
Well, I mean, The story is Austin Theory has been calling out John Cena since he was on the Indies. Like, Chris Van Vliet uploaded the clip today. Like, Theory has been calling out Cena for years. You know, this isn't anything new. And so that's really the story. And hopefully they will get to that, you know, with a few more promos. But, I mean, the most important thing here is the last time John Cena really cooked a young up-and-coming star, or, I mean, Roman wasn't really up-and-coming at the time. He'd already had a couple world title runs. But somebody that could be the face of the company, the last time he did that, eventually Roman would go on to have this run that he's having now. But it obviously took some time.
But no one is saying Roman Reigns is the bloodline Roman Reigns because of what John Cena did to him.
No, it's, well, I mean,
it's different because it's John Cena punching down. If it's John Cena against The Rock, WrestleMania 28, that's different because he's punching up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the comparisons have already been going around, you know, kind of the similarities in that aspect, but I don't know, man. I don't know. That's how I see it. That's honestly how I see it. You know, the guy that thinks he runs the place is going against the guy that has actually run the place for a decade plus, you know. So we'll see. We shall see.
Katie, what do you think?
Yeah, you have anything to add?
I mean, you guys basically explained exactly how I feel. So, yeah.
But she agrees with me that I'm right and John Cena's being a terrible person.
Well, you're not right about it. You've been wrong this whole show.
Well, who's the one that gets all the predictions right?
You got one more time. I will strip you of that title like I did Marks.
Well, you can strip me, but we all know who the rightful champion is going to be. Just like Jon Jones walking around with that fraudulent UFC heavyweight champion. We all know Francis Ngannou would have beat his ass last week.
Bro, UFC isn't real. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, we watched that fight together. He wasn't choking him at all. They gave him an extra $15,000 to get choked out. Or choked out, big air quotes, real quick. I'm just all over it today. I'm exposing everything. I'm letting y'all know. Gambling is terrible. The UFC isn't real. What else y'all want to know?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you have nothing else?
I was probably never mind.
Logan Paul sleeps Seth Rollins. He just punched that boy, and that boy Rollins took a nap in the middle of the ring. Okay, I'm down. I'm excited. It's going to be something special.
I do like Logan Paul going full-fledged in on the heel stuff. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's leaning into it, which I think is definitely the right thing for him to do.
Agreed.
Right on. Finn Balor loses because of Edge.
And then Edge was like, oh, yeah, you know, no disrespect to Johnny Gargano, but disrespectfully, Finn Balor was going to wipe the floor with you if it wasn't for me interfering.
What'd you say?
Edge's promo afterwards. He was like, oh, no disrespect to Johnny Gargano, but Finn Balor was definitely going to be Johnny if I didn't go in there and mess him up.
That's a possibility. I don't know. Look,
a possibility? He literally said that in his promo.
Did he?
Yeah, because I watched the product.
I watched it. Hold on, brother. A lot's been going on. All right.
That's exactly what happened, though. Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
So, Edge and Balor.
We're setting up a revolution. We're taking over.
Hey, guys. Please. Edge and Balor. Are we excited?
Nope.
Why not?
Because Edge has how many matches left in his career, and we're continuing on with this Finn Balor stuff?
Because we need the proper one-on-one.
Haven't they had the proper one-on-one?
No, they haven't. They had an I Quit match that ended with, you know, Beth about to be murdered, so Edge quit. That was the one-on-one.
Got murdered anyways.
Yeah. Once, I mean, she's actually alive. So she wasn't murdered. What are you talking about? We need the proper one-on-one.
No, I don't think we need a proper 101.
Well, I think we need the proper 101.
But it's a little late now to cobble something together for WrestleMania for both of those guys. So I guess we're getting the proper 101.
Well, as proper as you can get when you've got the Judgment Day.
Woman six, six woman tag has been made for WrestleMania.
Woo-hoo. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't do we think this is what's the end game? Because we're like, oh, it's going to be Ronda and Shayna in the tag team picture. You know, Bayley, Damage Control might have not been so happy with Bayley signing up for that. Maybe they split it off. We get a Bayley Trish, get some tag team, multi team match. Or we just are not stuck, but we have all the star power in just one match instead of spreading out multiple different matches.
I guess we can have one match. You guys talk about this while they answer this message.
No, Philip has so many important messages that he has to answer. So we got to continue on the women's six-man tag match set for WrestleMania 39. Katie, how do you feel about this? It kind of comes all together very quickly. Do you see them kind of breaking this up later on, or are we going to stick with this going into WrestleMania?
I mean, my gut tells me that they're going to stick with this. Unfortunately, I feel like WWE has a history of kind of putting the women's tag team championship belt or championship titles on like the back burner sometimes. And it's, I don't see why we wouldn't have a women's tag match for the championships, but we'll see what happens. I mean, yeah. In regards to the six-woman match, I'm certainly excited. I'm excited to see Lita. I'm excited to see Trish. It's a good pairing with Becky. I kind of agree with you. I think the star power could have been spread out a little more.
Yeah, I don't know if, I mean, I don't know if there's rumors or speculation about a possible Trish and Bayley match, but maybe the tag team match last week where they weren't super impressed with Lita, or, you know, Lita Becky, just straight up 2-on-2 tag match with a possible Ronda and Shayna or multiple teams involved. But yeah, just a six woman tag team match, then spreading that out to like, what do you do with the other women involved? If you have the, you know, two singles championships, then you're going to have these six women involved. Are you gonna bring back the Maya, or not the, well, the women's battle royal? Are you gonna have some other women on the card elsewhere in some feuds when we don't have any other kind of women feuds going on Raw or SmackDown? But the internet also says that people are angry that WrestleMania is not gonna have that many people on the card. So we'll find out. Philip, have you answered all the very important messages? Have you gotten your Instagram back?
Well, that's not, I haven't gotten the Instagram back, bro. Damn. I have not. That's another thing. I'm still going through these messages.
It may be springtime, maybe late winter, but Philip is still doing the slip and slide into the DMs.
No slip and sliding in DMs. Let's hit the AEW Dynamite. Well, I did brand. So what happened before Ruby Soho's promo?
I mean, she did a promo, and then yes, she had a match with Sky Blue, and then Willow Nightingale came out, and then they attacked her, and so I guess Willow is an AEW original and spray paint and stuff because NWO too sweet. For life, brother. Brother, brother.
She did the "you people make me sick." Right?
I don't know if that's her exact words, but...
No, but she did the "you people" promo,
she
right?
was like, "Oh, you guys didn't like me. You never believed in me. When I had my match against Britt, you chose Britt. And when I wrestled, blah, 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 you guys booed me." And yeah, so it was... They were kind of in a tough spot to explain it. I don't know if that's exactly the best way to explain it. If she could have just been like, "Oh, I went back to my roots, or that's not, I don't know. But as I said, the Swerve at Revolution was not good. The follow-up was still not that good. But I am holding out hope that Ruby Soho can be a good heel, because I think she is a good heel. Because I think for the most part, in the Riot Squad where she was a heel, she was good. But she was never kind of put in that type of position to kind of thrive.
She was the leader, though. So
yeah, but I mean, the Riot Squad was never like...
They were never
damage control.
Okay. You're right. Well, you know, it takes like certain, like there was Absolution, Absolution, I guess they were kind of better off.
Submission Sorority?
We don't know. PCB, brother. PCB.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
kids don't look that up on the internet.
Well, you know, you have to go through some trials until you get like a damage control. You know what I mean? I think Ruby Soho will be great as a heel. Can't wait to see that. The Jericho Appreciation Society defeated Top Flight and AR Fox. This was fun. I enjoyed the match. And then after, Danny Garcia, you know, says they're the number one contenders for the Trios titles. The Elite come out. Don Callis was on the microphone and said Chris Jericho is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, but the second best wrestler from Winnipeg. And I'm like, all right, Don Callis, you've been hanging out with TK.
Don Callis worked out more, he would have been the third.
Absolutely not. No. Jericho to go. We all know it. Then, the House of Black show up. And so next week, a nine-man tag match?
A three-way trios tag team match.
Yes, a three-way trios tag team match for the trios titles. I'm excited for that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of flippy-doos, and Chris Jericho will be there too.
Hey. Jericho's a seasoned vet. He's going to pick his spots, and we could have new trios tag team champions. Could you imagine?
Quite possibly. And I was hoping maybe with Don Callis interfering in the promo that maybe we're going to get some dissension. Didn't get that yet.
Not yet.
But maybe this is the, next week will be the last trios match for the Elite in a while, and maybe we can move on and maybe get like a Takeshita Kenny Omega feud and kind of have Don Callis, break up with Kenny, and Kenny can be a lone wolf on his way to the World Heavyweight Championship.
Been there, done that. I don't think we need to see that again.
Well, if Kenny Omega's on his way out, I think he needs to lose to MJF immediately.
We'll see. The AEW International Championship. So Tony Khan had an announcement. It talked about, the title being defended outside of the United States. So it's no longer going to be known as the All Atlantic Championship. It's going to be now known as the International Championship. I guess kind of following in the steps of WCW, they had an International Championship, which was basically it was the big goal. That was the design of the title. So are they doing the TNA where you use the same title and just change the name of it? Is that what we're doing?
That is exactly what we're doing, and I am all for it. If we're not going to get rid of championships, let's at least not make them have stupid names. The All-Atlantic title was a dumb name, especially when you have people from like Japan and from countries that don't touch the Atlantic Ocean facing off for it. So just name it the International Championship. It's a new intercontinental title, even though, what is the T? I guess the TNT is the television, and then this is an intercontinental, and what are the levels to that? We don't exactly know, but
the TNT title is a network championship.
That was defended on a pay-per-view.
Yes.
On Saturday, Sunday.
Well, yeah, it was a prime story. I mean, the WCW television title was defended on pay-per-view.
But it's also the TNT, and they're not on TNT anymore, but it's not even defended on Rampage that much. So I'm just going to stop thinking about it.
Maybe Dynamite should have stayed on TNT.
Well, the NHL had something to say about that.
Well, the NHL, what do they know? Who they ever beat?
Nobody.
Exactly. Katie, what are your thoughts on the AEW International Championship?
I mean, I think it's a really good idea to bring it. I would honestly bring it into the now. All Atlantic, it just doesn't quite make sense. It's a weird title. Having it be an international title makes a lot more sense.
And also, everybody go out and watch the new Shazam movie brought to you by the AEW International Championship.
Yes. Yep.
Yes, I will say the commercial they did where they kind of intersplice some Orange Cassidy and Jeff Jarrett stuff, like, yeah, I kind of roll my eyes at, the integration, but I did think it was a little cool.
Wow, look at you. Brian Danielson's going home.
I guess he was very emotional talking about, you know, playing with his kids before the show, and then he couldn't like feel his legs or feel his arms or something, and he's just going home. I don't know what that means. I know the BCC was seemingly they're all turned heel, so maybe this is a way to get Brian out of the BCC and kind of doing his own thing.
I forgot he was a part of that.
And if he's going to step away for a little bit, I'm cool with that. But I thought it was a fantastic promo. You don't have the MJF promo on the script, but I thought his promo was very good as well. Short, yes. Sweet, and to the point. And we will have a re-bar mitzvah for him next week for his birthday.
Brian Danielson going home. Could he go back to Ring of Honor?
I don't think so.
Is that what home means?
I hope not.
You don't want Brian Danielson in Ring of Honor?
No.
Why not?
Because AEW needs as much star power as it can, and Ring of Honor is
MJF not a star?
He is a star.
Okay.
Not anymore.
They have John Moxley. You know.
Have you seen the ratings?
I don't pay attention to that.
Well, you should pay attention because they're not going in the right direction.
Hey, well, maybe things will change. You know, I think Revolution was the harder reset that they kind of need. Ricky Starks got attacked by Juice Robinson. Apparently,
yeah, they just tease us like, "Oh, Bullet Club, Jay White." Nope, Juice Robinson, troll,
big troll, big troll. The BCC defeated the Dark Order and essentially turned heel. I'm ready for a Moxley heel run in AEW. I'm excited.
I like the idea of a John Moxley heel turn. I don't know what he can do to have the fans turn against him unless he's just so terrible and so disgusting. But I think people are always going to like John Moxley. Like, it was even like Kenny Omega. Like, Kenny was a heel and he got kind of Pavlovian booze, but he was never like a top heel like MJF. And I know that's kind of a hard thing to do in general in wrestling these days, but it's an uphill climb to have John Moxley be a heel, especially when he's like the bloody brawler already. Like, how much more can he, what's the difference? He's just going to do it against baby faces now.
Yeah. He has to attack somebody that they love, you know,
they cash in that Tony Schiavone chip.
I guess. I don't know. And then, Will Hobbs is the new, TNT champion, defeated Wardlow. QT Marshall makes a run in.
Wardlow didn't get the memo that you don't leave valuables in your car around in the Bay Area, especially in San Francisco.
His car got broken into. That's something that did happen.
And his clothes got stolen or his gear got stolen. So kind of a workaround. They did the Falls Count Anywhere, so he was just both of them were wrestling in street clothes.
Actually, it kind of helped. So you know Wardlow doesn't get pinned. I didn't know Falls Count Anywhere meant Last Man Standing as well, though. I didn't know that.
Well, apparently in AEW land, that's what it means.
Yeah.
And then QT Marshall turns or joins Will Hobbs in like a story that, credit to the announcers, they try to fill us in on either a Rampage or a dark story, but it's like, it's QT Marshall. Like, we've been here before of you trying to put him in a pseudo main event story, and we're not going to care. And we didn't care this time.
I think him as a coach will work, I guess. Him as an advisor to Hobbs. Katie, what are your thoughts on your boy losing his TNT championship so fast?
We all knew it was coming. I mean, the moment you had Powerhouse Hobbs win in the Bay Area, you knew that he was going to win the next... He was going to win.
I mean, we didn't know. You know, Tony Khan has done some questionable things.
Gut feeling, man. Always go with the gut.
Sure. The finish, Brandon, how did you feel about the finish?
Well, I think I teased a little bit with the QT Marshall stuff. I did not like the finish. I mean, AEW kind of has a problem with like heels winning. Like, heels never seem to get clean wins. And not saying Powerhouse I like needed to win this clean as a whistle to, you know, be the new TNT champion, but I thought it was a pretty weak and a pretty flat finish to the show. That was like good, but for AEW, usually like their night after or, you know, show after pay-per-views have been some of their best or hottest shows. And I thought this one was kind of a step down, to be honest. I think they might be setting up the Winnipeg show to be like a hot show because MJF's going to be on it and they're going to have the Canadian stuff. But you know, in a Canadian crowd, it's going to be really hot, even though there are a bunch of idiots over there. But
hey.
What?
I'll talk about my people.
I thought you were a Toronto guy, you know, throw up the six and stuff. Who cares about Winnipeg?
Hey. All of Canada supports each other. Stop doing that. Winnipeg is great. It's fantastic. Why would you say that?
Just because they booed Bailey one time, like eight years ago. Dude, never forget.
Look, Bailey has made her peace with it. Why can't you?
Because I'm petty. P-E-T-T-Y, petty.
Petty Crocker over here. Oh, my God. Katie, are you petty?
Depends.
Oh. Okay. All right. I see. Maybe you and Brandon could be a tag team.
I think we'd win the championships.
Oh, really?
I'm the belt collector.
All right. Collectible Stampede 2. We're booked. Or no, you guys aren't going to be there. Collectible Stampede 3. We're going to book it. We're going to see. We're going to see if you guys are going to win some tag team championships. Anyway, shout out to Powerhouse Hobbs. I'm incredibly proud of this dude. I've said it time and time again. I used to watch him, you know, out here on the indie scene from the APW garage to the main event of Dynamite. So shout out to the homie, for real. That is going to do it for us. Superstar Spotlight. We're giving it to Hobbs. We're giving it to Ricky Starks. You know, we're giving it to everybody, really.
We're giving it to Revolution. That was a fantastic pay-per-view.
It was cool.
It was fun.
Until next time, AW, whenever you come back. If you ever come back.
Please come back soon.
Yes, please come back soon. Follow us on Twitter at BulletCast, Instagram, TheBulletCast, YouTube channel, BulletCast. Email is BulletCast2 is in the number 2, sweet, SWET@gmail.com. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Spotify, Patreon. We're all over the place. Yes. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. Go check out our friend's podcast. Go listen to In the Click with Baby Huey. Go listen to Markout Media. Any other friends that have podcasts that we want
to
plug here?
Listen to Curveballs and Sure Shots every Friday, sometimes Saturday, if my co-host isn't being a little baby. We'll figure it out.
Yes. Go check out all the other podcasts. Shout out Jobber Tears podcast. Shout out to those boys and everybody else.
Under the Radar coming soon. Yeah. Katie's new podcast coming soon. Phillip's new podcast coming soon. Brian, it's not coming soon.
Katie has a new podcast coming
soon? I don't know. I'm the champion. I can do whatever I want. I'm making moves.
Katie has a new podcast? Katie's leaving?
I have a new podcast? What?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. It's like Tony Khan. We just announce things and then we say, oh, we're going to do this, but then we just don't follow up on it.
Wow. Maybe we do. Who knows? I have to think of something. Oh, no.
Katie's leaving us. Wow. That's crazy. It was fun, Katie. What's it been, like 5 months? It was a fun ride.
Hell of a run. Yeah. You know, do your business for a couple months and get out the territory, make more money.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. And bye-bye.
This elite podcast in here. Ain't nobody better. Look. Yeah. Listen to us every time we live in the side. When you turn it on, it's just defining the mind. If you feel it, our opinion's straight. When everything we moving now with the state, turn us on if the feeling is right. Every opinion now comes from the heart. No time we move with a part. We on the radio, it's wrestling. Time's aggression. Here is the feeling in the pool. Get the lesson. And if you want to prove it to you now, here's the feeling in the time and everything that we did. Listen to the senators connecting it. Moving on everything that's pronouncing it. Everything we did in the time now with the testament. Here is the feeling when we live on the stage. And everything we do, turning the page. Nobody doesn't like us.